Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Kingdom Teaching, Kingdom Miracles. In Matthew 4:23, we have a summary statement of the Galilean ministry of Christ. This was the essence of his ministry prior to the Jews' rejection of him. Matthew 4:23, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. The territory of Galilee was approximately 70 by 35 miles. It is estimated that Galilee had about 200 villages and towns with a population of about 300,000 people. Although Josephus claimed it had around 3 million people, Capernaum was among the largest of the cities. No matter how you look at it, this was a time of intense ministry activity involving the whole of Galilee. Realize they didn't have cars, walked most everywhere on foot. Perhaps there was a reason Jesus called young men to be his disciples. Jesus' ministry is described in terms of three things. Note, Jesus' Galilean ministry: teaching, preaching, healing. Christ's teaching ministry is exhibited in the Sermon on the Mount in chapters 5 through 7. His preaching, that is, proclaiming ministry, is illustrated in him saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," as seen in 4:17. And his healing ministry was on display in healing all manner of sickness and disease in the course of his Galilean ministry, as illustrated by documenting 9 miracles in chapters 8 and 9. Jesus taught in their synagogues. When the Jewish temple was destroyed, the Jews were taken into the Babylonian captivity. Out of that came the development of a synagogue system. The establishment of a local synagogue required a quorum of 10 adult Jewish men. The synagogue building was a place of religious gathering on the Sabbath, where it served as a place of prayer and teaching from the Scriptures. During the week, it served as an educational center. The leader of the synagogue was not so much a preacher as an administrator. He was constantly looking for rabbis to come and teach or preach. It was common to let visiting Jews read the Scripture or to share from them. And it would seem that Jesus used this format to share in many synagogues. Teaching involved a more in-depth explanation of God's truth to help people understand it. Preaching was more an authoritative proclamation. We are told here that the content of Christ's preaching was the gospel of the kingdom. The word gospel means good news. The good news in this context is that the king was now here and was offering the kingdom to the people on the condition of repentance. The good news of the kingdom was about deliverance from the effects of sin and Satan. This is good news indeed. Jesus did kingdom miracles of healing to prove that indeed he was the promised Messiah and that his offer of the kingdom was legitimate. He wasn't just talking about these wonderful things. Rather, he was giving an actual taste of the kingdom to the people in the form of his healing ministry. His message of kingdom good news and that of him being the king matched perfectly with his kingdom miracles. Isaiah 35 is a messianic kingdom passage, which prophesies that healing will come in the kingdom. Isaiah 35, 5 and 6, the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped, the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing, for water shall burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The Messiah brings in the kingdom, and when he does, universal healing will take place. Jesus proved he was the Messiah by doing kingdom healing miracles. Note the language, as we noted here in our verse in Matthew 4. Healing all kinds of sickness, all kinds of disease. There was no sickness or disease that Jesus couldn't heal. COVID, bring it. No problem for Jesus. He healed all kinds of sickness and disease. Kingdom power in the form of healing was on display through him. We have all kinds of supposed faith healers on the scene, but I notice they have been pretty quiet during the course of what was the the COVID pandemic. Why? Well, they claim based on 4:12, wrongfully understood, to be able to do greater works than Jesus. Bring it. Let's see it. They're all phonies. The problem with these phony false faith healers is this. They are not the Messiah, and they are not presenting kingdom miracles. Miracles in the Gospel of John are consistently called signs. These miracles that Jesus did had sign value, pointing to him as the king who was presenting the kingdom. In Hebrews 6:5, we read, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers, that's miracles, of the age to come. That's the kingdom age. The early church and the ministry of Christ and his special representatives, the apostles, were actually able to have a taste of kingdom powers in the form of kingdom healings. Technically, these sign miracles belong to the era of the kingdom and the king. This is what the ministry of Christ was all about. He was the king presenting kingdom miracles as credentials, that indeed he was the promised Messiah, now present and offering the kingdom. But my friends, that's not where we are today. Israel rejected the king, and the kingdom offer was then withdrawn and delayed as Christ went to the cross. That's what chapter 13 is all about. Remember the distinction between 4:17, which denotes the beginning of Christ's ministry, and that of 16:21, which indicates a change of course in his ministry. A footnote here. John the Baptist did no miracles, as so stated in John 10:41-42. The reason for this is that John was not the Messiah. He was not offering the kingdom. He was just preparing the way. He was followed by the Messiah, who did an unparalleled amount of kingdom miracles, showing that he indeed was the Messiah, legitimately offering the kingdom. Just a word to these people who want to claim to do same miracles Jesus did. You're not the Messiah. You're not bringing in the kingdom. I'm sorry, you are completely off base. This was unique to Jesus as the Messiah. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.